Every day, I find time to do something nice for myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every day, I find time to do something nice for myself. If we could all just make this statement for ourselves and follow through with doing it, we would be the happiest people in the world. It's amazing how seldom we do nice things for ourselves. It's amazing how seldom we even consider that we're worth doing nice things for. Now, you might turn to your loved one and you might do something nice for them because you love them. You might give them a kind thought, give them a kind word, give them a kind attitude. You might turn to your dog and snuggle him and pet him, tell him how much you love him, and in that kind thought, that kind word, you're doing everything beautiful and good. You might turn to your associates, wherever you are, and say to them, "Hey, great shot, great show, good, oh my goodness, you're just wonderful, fantastic, glorious." But how often do we do that to ourselves? How often do we tell ourselves, "I like me, I like me, I like me"? How often do we say to ourselves, "Oh, what a glorious person I am, what a wonderful person I am"? Well, you see, we're saying it to ourselves, we're saying it to ourselves, and we don't have to worry what anyone else thinks about what we say to ourselves. We just say it to ourselves. We say, "I'm wonderful." We say, "I'm good." We say, "I'm happy." We say, "Everything is going wonderful in my world." And as we do this, we bring about this wonderful feeling that we put in motion for ourselves. Are you ready? Are you willing? Are you able? Are you even interested in saying nice things about yourself? I have talked to so many people and so many levels of being, and as I talk to them, they almost feel guilty saying something nice about themselves. They almost feel like it's an improper thing to do. It's sort of indecent to say that they are a beautiful person, to say that they are lovely, to say that they are thoughtful, to say that they are a good person. Can you imagine such a thing? People thinking it's almost indecent to say something nice about yourself. Well, this is how we act toward ourselves most of the time. And it's kind of unfortunate. Because if we could just begin to realize that our body sort of glows when we say to our body, "Oh, I have a nice body. Oh, my body is wonderful. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now." What a silly thing to say. No. What a good thing to say. When you say that about your body, "Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now," the body somehow gets that message. And it begins to say, "Thank you. Thank you. I accept. And this is the way you want me to act. That's the way I'll act. That's great." And when we say to our toes, "Oh, what beautiful toes I have. They just wiggle so nicely. And I wiggle my toes every evening before I go to bed. I wiggle each one separately if I can. And then I wiggle them all together. And then I wiggle my feet and I twist my feet around. And I stretch my toes out and stretch my feet out. And bring them back and say, 'Oh, what wonderful feet I got. What wonderful feet.' They carry me around all day long. They walk with me everywhere I go. And they feel so good and they're so comfortable. And they're so great." My goodness sakes, try it. Try it. That's sort of a physical speaking and a mental speaking and an attitudinal speaking massage for our feet. But what about the rest of our body? How about our head and our toes and our eyes and our nose? How about everything about us? We sort of enjoy someone touching us. Or did you ever kiss somebody on the back of the neck just for the fun of it? A man or a woman, doesn't make any difference. They'll think, "Wow, what kind of person is this?" Kind of nice, though. Can you imagine a man kissing a man on the back of the neck and they're not homosexual? They're just beautiful beings? Yes. Did you ever have a daddy kiss a child on the back of the neck and have the child say, "Oh, daddy," you know? And did Daddy ever kissed Mommy on the back of the neck? That's cool. How about Mommy? Did Mommy ever kiss Daddy on the back of the neck? Well, Mommy's always got different alternatives, different motivations. No. To love unconditionally at all times has no motivation other than just to love. And when we say, I like my body, are we saying that I like my body for a condition, for a motivation? No, we say, I like my body because our body is a neat body to like. And we say that to our body, and our body responds to us by sort of feeling good. You see, this is what life's all about. Every day I find time to do something nice for myself. Do you set the table nicely for your breakfast if there's nobody else around, or do you just sort of rush? Do you take care of yourself? Do you go into your closet and you say, oh, there's wrinkles on that shirt, I'm going to put that in the laundry? Or do you say, I can get another wearing out of that, I'll put my suit coat over it, or I'll put my jacket over it, nobody will even see those wrinkles. And the wrinkles could have been gotten just as I was driving in the car. And no, our body is worth having beautiful clothing on at any time. No matter what we do, if we have wrinkled clothing, we put them in the laundry, or we iron them, or we do whatever is necessary. You iron dirty, wrinkled clothing? No. You wash it first, of course. But the thing is, who has time to do all these things? You do. I do. You have time to link yourself and do something nice for yourself every day. I have time to do something nice for myself every day. Do you know, here it is, early in the morning. It's 6:30 in the morning almost. And I'm looking out my window, and I see the big full moon up there. And it's still got a distance to go before it drops down over the mountain. But I'm looking at it, and the sky is being light. The morning sun is not yet popped up over the top of the mountains, but it's shining up from behind. And all the world is light, but yet it's not full light. The morning sun has not come up fully into the sky and said, good morning, everybody, I love you. Can I say, good morning, everybody, I love you, before the sun comes up? I sure can. Can I look around my wonderful yard and see the green growing things and say, how beautiful you are? Do I look at my garden and say, you are gorgeous? Well, why not look at myself and say, you are gorgeous. Herb, you're gorgeous. Herb, you're fantastic. Herb, you're glorious. Herb, you are fun to be with. Herb, I enjoy your company. You enjoy your own company? You bet I do. I enjoy my own company because I think I'm a nice guy. As long as I live on this planet Earth, I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to live in a happy, healthy, hearty body. I'm going to live in a good attitude about myself. I'm going to think I'm just really a super duper super wonderful guy. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what an egomaniac. Yes, and isn't it wonderful? Try it. You feel just great. You feel just illumined. You feel just uplifted. Yes. And you say your hands, oh, you do such wonderful things. You're so creative. You have the ability to play the piano and to write and to pick up things. And, you know, you're fantastic, you know. And look at your tummy and you say, oh, it's just a perfect tummy. And you look at your chest and you say, oh, what a perfect chest, what a perfect breast. My goodness sakes. You know, Ingeborg has been having the tendency to sort of lean to the right or the left and so forth. And I say, Ingeborg, stand up straight. Ingeborg, throw your shoulders back. Ingeborg, throw your breast out. Come on, Ingeborg, pull your tummy in. Ingeborg, stand up there. Ingeborg, dance with me. And Ingeborg does this, and she just acts so wonderful, and she just feels so fantastic, and she just feels so glorious. And then after she forgets, and then she sort of goes back to the old habit. You see, we have old habits that we have let our body get into the attitude of being, where we sort of tilt or bend or we don't do. Stand up straight, chest out, just like you're a Marine, you know, with a ramrod down your back, and you're straight and you like your body, and your body likes you. And when you sit up with your back straight while you're sitting at your typewriter, you don't have to lean back and slouch. Slouching is something that people do who don't like themselves and who want to die young. Yes, that's what we do. When we don't like ourselves and we want to die young, we slouch. we go around life through slouching, and we go around doing all sorts of silly things. It's time to wake up. It's time to like myself. It's time that I do something nice for myself. Every day I do something nice for myself. Not one thing, but lots of things. Because I have a long day, and I have a happy day, and I'm doing many things. And I walk with wonderful shoes to make my feet feel comfortable. I walk with the wonderful sky and the air around me to make me feel comfortable. And everywhere I go, I walk with a big smile on my face, and everybody says, "What a loony bin!" But he's nice. He's nice. Yes. And that's what you say to yourself. I am nice. I like me. 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 Every day I find time to do something nice for myself. I think that I am the most wonderful person in the universe, and so I wear nice clothes all the time. I wear nice shoes that fit my feet all the time. I keep myself comfortable all the time. I have the right attitude of mind. That's a big thing, to do nice for myself every day. Yes. And when I sit at the table, I sit at the table with a placemat. I sit at the table with knives and forks that I don't even begin to use. Why? Because I'm worth it. I'm worth having... Oh, why? That's a lot of bother. That, yes, and I'm worth all the bother that I take over myself, and I'm worth all the bother that I demand for myself, and I'm worth all the bother that it is. A rich, rich man sits down at the table that his butler or his maid or whoever is working for him sets up beautifully for him and sets out all the things that he wants and doesn't want, and everything is just glorious, and he sits in delight because a rich man does, every day he finds time to do something nice for himself, and he has everybody in this world doing nice things for himself because he thinks he's worth it. Well now, rich or poor, I'm worth it too. Regardless of whether I got millions or billions or hundreds of thousands or 10 cents, I'm worth it. And so are you. Today, make this claim for yourself and have fun, because that's what life is all about. And my goodness sakes, could anything be more wonderful than every day I find time to do something nice for myself? Could anything be more wonderful than that? I don't believe so. And so I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love me.